blood froze from dark red to moonlight blue under the slap of Gore's bare feet. Each step took more skin off of the blackening soles and froze it to the sharp granite of the craggy trail. A week ago, he would have run in the snow, but the hard freeze made the glittering crust like thin glass. Moreover, rocks don't leave deep footprints, just bloody ones. Gore hoped that whatever was chasing him couldn't track by the smell of blood. It had only been 5 minutes, maybe less, since he'd last heard its massive feet plodding along behind him. And most Arctic predators could scent a hare under 6 feet of snow. Gore ran faster. He was becoming too numb to feel the rocks beneath him. Soon he'd have to put his boots back on or he'd start losing toes. Besides, the sure-footedness of being barefoot no longer applied once you couldn't feel the ground. The last thing he could afford was to slip, break a leg, and lay helpless for that thing. He crossed into the shadows of the pine forest. The moon didn't shine through the limbs, and even the white of the snow had disappeared from his pulsing vision. Feeling his way in the dark, he bounced off of something like a tree trunk and steadied himself. The tree was devoid of bark and had jagged edges carved into it. Gore sighed with relief. He leaned against the pole and began trying to navigate his frostbitten feet back into his leather boots. He would definitely lose some toes, but it was better than losing his head. As his eyes adjusted and his strength returned, he suddenly saw the grim, scowling face of a blocky creature hovering next to his. Chills that had nothing to do with the harsh winter shivered down his arms and spine. The face resolved further, lips bright red, eyes stark white. He looked away, despite this being the very thing he'd been seeking, like it could see into him and knew who he was. This pole with the carven faces was part of a forest all its own, rimming the edge of the northern slope of the Granite Butte. Dozens of images, evil faces on top of comical ones, mixed with animals and spirits, were all hewn into the trunks of sacred trees and placed as a barrier between the Tlingit village and the Granite Butte. The tribal totems were said to protect the natives against the demons of the north. Gore hoped that was true, but not too true. He huddled in the fur coat he'd found on the headless corpse and counted to 100. Nothing moved but wraith-like wisps of snow in the icy breeze. The thing had lost his trail. He lit a match and the wooden faces sprang to life. With an uneasy hand, he patted one on the cheek.
You watch out for me now, Crow. You protect me, you hear?
The face didn't reply. As Gore walked away, he thought,
What kind of monsters do you protect against, you bastard? Hopefully not all of them.
A bare spot against a frozen creek bed provided enough shelter for Gore to start a small fire without fear of being seen by the hairy thing. Tomorrow he would go into the Tlingit village and ask for safekeeping. The Tlingit didn't much like the tribe. They sensed something about the small cadre of white men that they didn't trust, but they were his only chance. They knew him in the village, had actually liked him once. Maybe that would mean something. Morning came with a cold wind.
Gore hadn't slept much, but at some point he shut down his mind enough to forget about the tribe and that boy and that thing that he'd found in the cave, or rather that had found him in the cave. When he came to, the sun was just gleaming over the horizon. He'd only have an hour of daylight before it disappeared again, so he went toward the village. Snow had obscured everything so completely that he almost walked by the first lodge without realizing that it was even there. His hopes sank. There was no one inside. The village, which should have been rich with smoke and activity, was completely abandoned. Silent. He looked around, but there was only stillness, punctuated by long shadows creeping into the woods. Why would they leave? The Tlingit rarely moved camp once they settled in for the winter, and this was an abnormally cold year. Before organizing the tribe with McTerry, Gore had spent several weeks in this village trading the sugar and tobacco with the natives. It was where he learned how to hide his tracks by running barefoot along ridgelines, how to dress all kinds of animals for food, and, most importantly, where he learned to imitate the behavior of the